Jesus says, "It is done unto you now, according to your belief." Then his story continues 50 years later. Jesus says, "It is done unto you now, according to your belief." And then his story is continued 50 years later. How interesting. Here is this magical being, this magical creator, the the father, you might say, of our Christian Bible. And as he gave his all to his disciples and to his world, they ignored him and they put him away. And for 50 years, nothing was written or preserved of what he said or did. And then all of a sudden, 50 years later, people start coming forth with reports of what had happened, and the story of the adventures of Jesus' life, the story of the magic of this man, this spiritual illumined being, this divine creature who expressed it all so well, so beautifully. And yet, in his time, people didn't follow him. They didn't run and jump and follow what he said. And he would give them many ideas, many ways of looking at life, as we hear from the Bible today. And as he did this, what happened? The people did whatever they did. They did whatever he thought that might be interesting for them to do. And as he did this, they were following him in their own way and in their own beautiful attitude. And yet, it was more than 50 years before it all came into fruition. It all came into something that they could listen to and they could know and they could follow. Why did it take so long before it finally became something that they could follow and follow through with? Why did it take so long before they finally wrote it down? But what happened that it had to take so long before they finally wrote it down? Why did it do that? Well, we can only surmise. But we surmise that the people who were touched by the teachings of Jesus were normal people, people who were a little afraid to go out and share the philosophy that Jesus had given to them. They were a little afraid to go out and stand forth and say, "Yes, this is what I believe." They found it difficult to stand up with him during the trial, during his being testing time. They found it difficult to go out, and when he told them, "Go out and preach and teach and heal," and they went out and they said, it's not easy, Master, it's not easy. And he said, "Oh, ye of little faith, ye of little belief. Don't you realize that it is your conviction that does the healing? It's your conviction that brings..." Because they all, meaning the others that you speak to and that you talk with and that you share with, they are your reflection. "It is done unto you according to your belief." It is they're your reflection. They're living what you are and what you shine forth. So it's up to you to shine forth the truth about yourself, the truth about what we are learning here today, what we are learning in this life. The Master was very definite with his disciples, and he was not very compassionate, but he told them, "You must do it." Well, they hung on him, and they hung on him, and they hung on him. So finally he said to them, "Okay, I must leave so that the Comforter can come and guide you on your way and on your path. Because if you just believe in me, if you just know in me, that's not the way. That's not the way. You have to know yourself. You have to believe in yourself. You have to know that you are the mirror responder, that the mirrors of your world respond to. Whoever you are, whatever your belief is what your world is shining forth to you." And Jesus was very definite about this and very importantly pointing this out to all who would listen. True, he spoke to the multitude on the mountainside. True, he had the ability to do many marvelous and wonderful creative things. And he said, you will do these too. And so today, what are we doing? We're learning not how to walk on fire, but how to walk on cool, wet moss. Name it and claim it. We're naming the experience plausible, possible, and then we're doing it. These are all things that were brought forth by the Master Teacher as he led his group of 12 to show them how to live their life and how to be an expression of what was good and beautiful. He taught everyone to follow that inner guide that was within each one of them. And when he was no longer there as an inspiration to the people, they scattered. They went far afield. And it was only 50 years later that the works became revealed to humanity. 50 years later, everyone had been sleeping. Now, truly, the lifespan of most people was 30 years. So you can see it went through storytelling of several generations until it finally went into the written form. Now, the written form is not the end in all. The written form is merely a point at time where we say it was written. The Hebrews, throughout their entire history, were a verbal story, a verbal history. They had their scribes and they had their people who were teachers and people who showed them the way. And all of these people were ones who had a great ability at memory, and they memorized all of the historical stories, all of the stories that they told about the Hebrew teachings. This is not alone. The written language was not something that people had access to, even in those times. It was just beginning. The scribes were scribes who were able to say, I can write my name that I have received this information. And so they received the information which had the scrolls, which had the information on, but they couldn't read it. They had no idea what it meant unless someone who was illiterate could tell them. The same thing is true in India. The same thing is true in China. The same thing is true all around the world. It was not the written word, but it was the spoken word. And it was given down through the generations by the storytellers who told the world what was going on. American Indians all around the world had the same way of revealing the knowledge. And so it was very important that it finally be written down. And it was. And when it was written down as closely as they could understand it. But even as they understood it, they missed out, as Jesus told the disciples who were one-on-one with him, O ye of little faith, have I not told you these things? Have you not realized that you are the ones who create the world? You are the ones by your thought. Centurion's soldier said, heal my man, my employee. And Jesus said, all right, I will go with you and do that. And then he said, you may tell me what to say, and I will say it to him, and it will be done. And Jesus said, nowhere in all of Israel have anyone ever been demonstrating the power of belief of this philosophy as well as you have, sir. For you speak your word, and your employee, your soldier, your person will be whatever you say he is, and this is true. We get these little gems because they are so memorable and they are so powerful, and we apply them to our lives. But the more we recognize that it is done unto you now, according to your belief, how important that is, we may want to do historical studies. We may want to wonder why nothing was written down for 50 years. Well, it was not written down, but it was spoken. And it was spoken by the memorizers who then finally told it so it could be written down, because the memorizers were not scribes themselves. They were not writers themselves. They were not literate, but they remembered the story, and they remembered it fairly well, just like the teachings of the Buddha and the teaching of other great spiritual masters. Each one, it had a word of mouth, and they learned the various books that were down from history, and most of them were verbal. Only later did they become physical. Jesus says, "Done unto you according to your belief now." And so now, you and I open our eyes and we see what the Master was teaching. We see what the Bible is revealing, and it is truth for us. How wonderful that is. Open your eyes today and enjoy the magic of who and what you are, because you are spectacular. The Bible tells you that. Have a good day, and know that I love you with all my heart and soul and being, because you are divine, and you are wonderful, and you are good.